rescues in the Mexican quake zone.
It is a very delicate process. It is a very slow process.
Puerto Rico after the storm.
Only now are rescue crews moving in.
Russia probe seeks White House papers.
The special counsel's office is investigating the president's actions.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Rain added to the misery in the wake of Tuesday's deadly earthquake in central Mexico. Rescue operations at collapsed buildings have grabbed the attention of people all around the world. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says a temporary stop's been ordered at a school where a girl is trapped.
At a destroyed elementary school, rescuers work through the night, trying to free a little girl still trapped beneath the debris. They believe there may be more children inside, but time may be running out to save them. Dramatic rescues happened all across central Mexico Wednesday. First responders pulled several victims alive from the rubble. They've become symbols of hope for those still searching for their missing loved ones. Hundreds of volunteers joined the rescue efforts. Every so often, they raised their fists asking for silence, so first responders could listen for sounds coming from the wreckage.
¿Quién busca? Who are you looking for?
Mi esposo.
Your husband.
Mi esposo.
Marta Laura prayed with a rosary for her husband of 15 years. He's an engineer and just this Monday began working at a building that collapsed.
CBS's Adrian Bard tells us about efforts to help survivors.
People from all walks of life in Mexico have rallied, gathering food and supplies and bagging them up at collection centers. Salome helped out all day.
We've been getting together food, clothes, water, and then sending them in packages by bicycle, by motorcycle, and by car.
More than 200 people died in Tuesday's quake, but millions have been affected. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
Well, Puerto Rico was an island in the dark last night. No power after destructive Hurricane Maria rolled through. And in the Dominican Republic, people boarded up windows anticipating a swipe from Maria. The storm's winds now topping out at 115 miles an hour. CBS's David Begno is in San Juan with a look at damage there and elsewhere in the Caribbean.
Downed trees and power lines are making roads impassable. Windows have been blown out of buildings and appliances ripped from walls. On the island of Dominica, the storm killed at least 7 people and left a path of destruction. The U.S. Virgin Island of St. Croix was also hit hard. Some homes so badly damaged they were stripped down to their foundation.
The hurricane is blamed for at least 10 deaths in the Caribbean. Now to Washington, where President Trump's actions in the White House are reported to be among the avenues being pursued by Special Counsel Robert Mueller in his Russia investigation. Correspondent Jeff Pagay says Mueller's team wants key White House documents.
According to the New York Times, there are 13 different areas that investigators want more information about. CBS News has confirmed that among them were this year's resignation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, the firing of FBI Director James Comey, and the president's meeting in the Oval Office a day later with top Russian officials, where the president reportedly said Comey's firing relieved great pressure on him.
The Secretary of State Tillerson met with his Iranian counterpart at the UN hours after President Trump indicated he's made a decision on whether to scrap the nuclear deal with Tehran, but he revealed nothing more. Vice President Mike Pence on CBS This Morning.
President Trump made his view of the Iran deal very clear before the United Nations General Assembly this week. He considers it nothing short of an embarrassment, the worst one-sided deal, perhaps, in American history.
The Congressional Budget Office may not get a chance to weigh in on the new Republican plan to kill Obamacare before its vote in the Senate next week, but a liberal advocacy group employed health care analysts to take a look.
The analysis by Avalere Health concludes that the bill would lead to $215 billion in cuts in federal subsidies to states for health insurance. California and New York would face some of the deepest cuts. The legislation, which is expected to come up for debate next week, gets rid of much of what's known as Obamacare and limits funding in the future for Medicaid. The Avalere study was funded by the Center for American Progress. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
We're learning more about the Florida nursing home where sweltering conditions after Hurricane Irma caused 9 deaths. CBS's Peter King joins us live this morning from Orlando.
Steve, the state has suspended its license, saying the Rehabilitation Center of Hollywood Hills failed its patients, quote, multiple times during and after the storm. The Agency for Healthcare Administration says caregivers delayed calling 911 for help and should have evacuated patients to a hospital with power and AC right across the street. Some wound up there and died with temperatures as high as 109. The agency says caregivers falsely recorded their temps as much lower as if they were still being treated at the nursing home. Steve?
Oklahoma City police are investigating a deadly situation Tuesday night. An officer shot and killed a man who was outside his house with a pipe and wasn't responding to commands. Police Captain Bo Matthews says witnesses yelled to the officers that he was deaf.
When you have a weapon out, you can really lock into just the person that has the weapon, but they very well could not have heard everybody yelling.
The 35-year-old victim had no criminal history. The officers investigating a hit-and-run accident at the time. Amazon is reviewing procedures after a British TV station was able to purchase bomb-making ingredients by getting product bundling suggestions from the online retailer. London correspondent Mark Phillips.
Ask for any of the well-known bomb-making essentials, potassium nitrate, for example, and the site suggests sulfur and charcoal, and battery terminals, presumably for the detonator, and ball bearings, possibly for shrapnel.
The Wall Street Journal reports hackers broke into Equifax back in March, 2 months earlier than the credit reporting company previously disclosed. It began 2 days after warnings went out about a security flaw in software Equifax was using. Securities and Exchange Commission reveals it was the victim of a cyber breach that could have paved the way for some illegal stock trading last year. CNET's Ian Schur.
If the hackers knew what they were doing, they could have intercepted files before they were made public and possibly made trades on them. This is something that's similar to insider trading.
An industry that had been singing a sad song is now in the midst of an apparent revival.
The U.S. music industry is booming again, no longer losing business to computers. It's now making big bucks on streaming. In the first half of this year, streaming subscriptions reached 30 million. Sales rose 14.6% to $2.7 billion. That was nearly double the growth of a year earlier. Streaming revenue now accounts for 62% of the market, and CD sales, which had been on the downturn for years, appear to be leveling off. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
In the 1960s, Bernie Casey was one of the NFL's top wide receivers. Then at age 29, he retired from the sport to pursue acting. Casey, who died yesterday at 78, got plenty of work in films and on TV. He was the first black actor to play the CIA agent Felix Leiter in a Bond film. Casey was also a published poet. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.